And welcome to Stack the Pads, our women's hockey podcast. I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Owen Krebs.
Today is Thursday, March 14th. Happy Pie Day, Owen.
Oh, yeah. Happy Pie.
314. We have a little bit of a recap of the season and a tournament. Women's hockey obviously played in the CHA playoffs in Buffalo after beating Syracuse in... Because we weren't here last week, 2 weeks ago.
No, we were not. They were able to clinch first, the first seed and a first-round bye in the CHA playoffs with a win over Mercyhurst, and then they followed it up with a nice senior weekend sweep of Syracuse where they won 5-0 and 4-2. Those are both good games.
Give them plenty of momentum to go into the playoffs against first round against Penn State.
Yep.
Where they actually won 2-1, Colonials with goals from Amber Rennie and Sarah Caranta, and Penn State's lone goal from Brooke Madsen. So,
it was a very, very close game for given the circumstances. Penn State not ranked, well, like not statistically the best in the division, but still at the same time they're a good team. If you look back. Robert Morris was able to win the season series, but only by a slight margin. They tied 2-2 one game. There was a 3-2 win back with the Teddy Bear Toss game. So Penn State likes to battle and keep things close, and they did in this one. Following that game, I was a little nervous because, like, especially in playoff games where it's single elimination like this, it's kind of scary when if you go down 1-0 or if you are only taking a one goal lead in the third period. So it was good for Robert Morris to be able to complete this game with a win. They moved on to face off in the final.
Yeah, and in that game it was actually not what the Colonials would have hoped for. It was a 6-2 loss to Syracuse.
Yeah, it's when you look at the entire season, it was a success for Robert Morris women's hockey, but this game was definitely not what they wanted. A 6-2 loss, like with that margin, I remember there was only one goal by the Colonials for a while. Their second goal came late, and I believe it was like 5-1 heading into the third period. So I don't know what to say. Like this. This isn't this team.
No.
Not at all.
Really was an off performance for them.
And the way the playoffs are, it's if you have one bad performance, you're done.
I think that might actually be their worst loss of the year.
By margin.
Let's see. I mean, they had a 6-1 loss and a 5-0 loss to Minnesota.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's probably their widest margin in CHA loss.
6-1 against Lindenwood earlier this year.
Okay. Oh, which, yeah, that was not too long ago.
Yeah, so.
I mean. You have those off games, and you can do that against Lindenwood, but not against Syracuse in the final.
No.
Congratulations to Syracuse.
Although Syracuse, would you like to know who they're facing in the quarterfinal of the NCAA Women's Hockey Tournament?
Who are they?
The number one ranked Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, good luck with that. When is that?
That is March 16th, so that's this Saturday.
Okay, well, congratulations to Syracuse for a first-round exit in the NCAA playoffs. But
yeah.
Still, they beat us, so 6-2. J.C. Gebhard, Kaelin Sadoway with the only goals for Robert Morris. And I'm not going to list all the six names for Syracuse. I believe DeSmet started, and I believe she was yanked.
Yeah, she was.
Bailey came in.
Mm-hmm. Which is
maybe the inexperience there showing. She played great.
Did
her three starts. She had a shutout, and then she started the game against Penn State, and she ended up winning that one.
Yeah, it was odd that Coach Paul.
Yeah.
It's odd that he decided to run with DeSmet instead of Bailey.
Yeah, he ran with a hot goalie, but it's kind of weird, like you said, to do that at such a critical time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see if you're in the middle of the season and you run with a hot goalie and you're going to collect points like that. I don't know about trusting DeSmet in this. No disrespect to her, though. She's been playing great, and she looks like the goalie of the future here. Mm-hmm. So,
wasn't it the cup final with the Penguins where Murray was the hot goalie most of the year, and then Fleury came in for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. You would just run with a hot goalie. It worked there. It didn't really work here, but.
So quick recap of the season in general. 6-14-6 overall, 13-4-3 in the conference. They obviously won the CHA, so what do you think? Because did you get a chance to talk with them after they beat Syracuse or no?
I did not. That was all Adam Meluso up there.
Oh, yeah.
Spring break here for Owen Krebs. But, no, I pretty much can predict what they had to say because this season was absolutely phenomenal for them with the CHA regular season title. It's kind of take it for granted how good our women's hockey team is here. There's three straight CHA regular season championships. Brittany Howard, JC Gebhardt in the program. JC Gebhardt's got another year, so
yeah, I mean
maybe another CHA. Knock on wood.
Maybe.
But yeah, I guarantee after the game they were saying things like, "Oh, this is not how we wanted to play, and it is not indicative of our season." Reading some of the stuff that Paul said after the game, that was pretty much what I expected. Like, some of the quotes here said, it didn't characterize the season. So, yeah.
And that's what's tough about single elimination.
Yeah, I really wish they would change that.
At least make it, like, best of three.
Best of three, like men's. So, I don't know.
Actually, men's is now single elimination out there. They're in Buffalo.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so it's for the first two rounds, it's best of three. Then for the rest, it's single elimination.
Huh. That's weird.
But we talk about how they won the CHA. They actually weren't predicted to.
Yeah.
They only got one first place vote.
Who was predicted?
Mercyhurst.
I mean, they came close.
Yeah, we were predicted to finish 6 points behind them.
Hmm. Well, it's always good to prove them wrong. Yeah. And I honestly hope that we can do it
again next year
because, like, statistics people look and be like, oh, they're losing so many players. They're not going to be as good. It's a simple thing to say there.
But you're forgetting. You have players growing as well. But obviously, CHA ended up Robert Morris winning with 29. Mercyhurst with 26. Syracuse, 22. RIT, 17. Penn State 17 and Lindenwood with 9.
Yeah, it pretty much came down to the end there with Mercyhurst and Robert Morris. But obviously the CHA ended up going to Robert Morris, but not in the actual playoffs. So
it's the President's Trophy curse.
Yeah, honestly. Maybe it'll happen with Tampa Bay in the NHL this year.
Maybe. But some team leaders for you, some quick stats. J.C. Gebhardt, 19 goals, 32 assists, 51 points. I mean,
yeah,
you can't really say much in, like, attacking her because those are great stats.
Oh, yeah. There was concern with her in the game against Syracuse. She crashed into the boards and one of her arms was damaged a little bit, but she came back and she scored a goal in the game against Syracuse again. So there's no concern for her. Well, now you got a long break until next season. Mm-hmm. She'll definitely be ready to go. Same goes with Sarah LeCavalier, who did play in the Syracuse game as well. Her leg seemed to be shooken up. So I think they'll both recover and be good to go for next year, especially Gebhardt, who's going to lead this team, especially next year without all the seniors.
Yeah, and then another player who led the team, although not really a goal scorer, Lexi Templeman, 6 goals, 26 assists.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's now a junior in the program, if you will.
Two more years with her.
Yeah. She's going to be there with Gebhardt on the left slot on that line right there. Looking at the CHA overall statistics here, she finishes second in points right behind some person named J.C. Gebhardt.
Who's so, that?
J.C. Gebhardt, yeah.
I don't know
who that is.
I think she plays for us, right?
I think she plays for, like, Lindenwood or something.
Oh, that explains a lot.
So, yeah, they're You're going to lose Amber Rennie, but J.C. Gebhardt and Lexi Templeman are still there on that top line. Gebhardt in her senior season. Hopefully she can sort of, again, prove as like a mentor to Templeman, and hopefully Templeman can be able to lead the team when Gebhardt's gone. So it's kind of the passing the torch type of thing. We saw it with Howard to Gebhardt, and now we're going to see it again next season. So.
And then in goal, we have Lauren Bailey. Was she a starter all 4 years? Or?
Just three, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Her first year, only 8 games played.
Yeah, she...
Actually, last year, she only had 6 games played.
I don't... Maybe injury.
Maybe, but, yeah, this year, she had a 2.46 goals against and an 8.97 save percentage.
And that's, yeah.
Also, 2 assists.
Huh, good for her. Those stats aren't the best in the world, but she played pretty much all the games.
Yeah,
and she played the games against Minnesota. She played the games against all the top-ranked teams, and she also played the games against Lindenwood and Penn State, where close-scoring games and stuff like that. So
those numbers are a bit skewed.
When you play pretty much all the games in the season, like if you look at DeSmit's stats, it'll be a lot better because she's only played four. I think she's only started 4 games.
She's actually played 10, started 8.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But you mentioned those seniors that we're losing. Again, we mentioned them, what was that, last episode, but
yeah.
There's some big names here. Kirsten Welsh, Sarah Caranta, Maggie LeGue, Kaitlyn Sadoway, Amber Rennie, and Lauren Bailey.
I mean, yeah. The defense there is really what, I mean, you're only losing 2 defenders, but they're big names. You already lost Kirsten Welsh a bunch in this season because of injury. She got thrown out of the one game against Syracuse, I believe, or it might've been Mercyhurst. You know how to play without Kirsten Welsh.
And you've done decent. I mean, I'm not going to say they thrived, but they've been able to adjust.
So they can likely do that again. Sarah LeCavalier is going to have to step up. And then, of course, Emily Curlett is going to have to step up. And that leads us to her other name here, Maggie LeGue, captain of this team, one of the tri-captains. She's going to continue playing, though. She's going to go on to the NWHL with the Connecticut Whale. 91 points in her career, 13 goals.
For a defenseman, I mean.
For a defenseman. 78 assists there. Like, that's where all of her points comes from. She's a puck-moving defenseman. And then Kirsten Welsh, 89 points, just two shy of her, but only 56 assists and 33 goals. Kirsten Welsh, wow. They're definitely going to miss her shot, her size. Not going to miss her penalties, though. But they're definitely going to miss her in the locker room. She's definitely a character.
I could see what I've seen. Both of that, or anyone on this list even, being like a Brian McLaughlin still around the team.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. They both really care about this organization. Obviously, I don't think LeGue's going to stay. She's got more hockey to play.
I'm surprised Welsh didn't get signed by anybody or drafted.
Yeah, she could have. Maybe injuries was what led that not to happen because scouting in her senior year would have been harder to do with her sitting in the stands.
Yeah, it would have.
But then another defensive player, but not defense, Lauren Bailey, we just mentioned. Career statistics, 2 assists. Nice. 2.62 goals against average, 901 save percentage. For all the games she's played, like we mentioned, that's very good.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're not bad statistics. They're not great, but they're good.
I don't know how many starts she's had, but she's definitely had a lot over her 4 years here. And the good thing is, though, Ariel DeSmet looks very promising. I'm not worried at all because I honestly think towards the later end of the season that even though Bailey was more liked in the locker room in terms of like just her history here, I think DeSmet's a better goaltender, and I'm excited to see what she can do in her sophomore year.
So, And you asked about career games. Bailey had 55.
That's a lot of starts for college hockey, especially a bunch of those being back-to-backs on the road against top 10 teams in the NCAA. And props to Lauren Bailey on a great career. Same with Legault and Welsh.
And then we can't forget, really, Amber Rennie, who had the most points out of anyone here. 47 goals, 50 assists, 97 points.
That's very balanced there. 47 and 50 for 98-97. She's a goal scorer. She was the goal scorer of that top line there. You got speed with Templeman and forechecking with her and assists and your setup girl with Gebhardt and then your finisher with Amber Rennie. And the 47 goals in her career really proves that. I know she really was a good mentor for Gebhardt and even Templeman. They're definitely going to miss her, and that's a big hole they got to fill there on the top line right wing. So, again, props on a great career for Amber Rennie. I could definitely see her continuing to play hockey.
I could as well. Either CWHL, NWHL.
Yeah, I
can see her continuing.
And then Sarah Caranta, 37 assists for 45 points with 8 goals. It's a very, very, very good solid total there for a second, third line center on the team. She was a great depth piece, and she was able to fill the roles if needed. She was able to move up to the top power play unit if needed. She was able to penalty kill and like all these great things, and she's going to be missed as well. And Sam goes with Caitlin Sadoway, who is a clutch goal scorer.
Yes, she
12
is.
Goals, 8 assists, 20 points, more goals than assists there.
But so those 12 goals have been...
Those 12 goals have been 12 clutch goals. The one against Syracuse on senior day that started kind of the momentum there was one I remember. The first game I ever covered, I remember Caitlin Sadoway scored like a clutch goal.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely going to be missed.
I think her points are also somewhat low because 2 years ago, 2016-17, she was out the entire year. Yeah. So that's a full season.
Well, this is what we're hoping for from these other players. You're not looking for all these freshmen and sophomores to become J.C. Gebhardt's. You're looking for them to be able to contribute when needed and score some clutch goals like a Caitlin Sadoway. So if I were someone in the locker room like Janie Sandoval or Allison Rogers, I would be looking towards Caitlin Sadoway as some inspiration because she really is the epitome of just what you want in terms of a role player.
A role player.
So just contribute whenever you can, and I really think Caitlin Sadoway is the definition of that, and we're going to look for some more here with our upcoming players here.
Yeah, and then, well, you mentioned Allie Rogers already. Next year we're going to have a full season of her. She played 12 games this year, but...
She really finally showed... Like, I spoke to Paul after the game. She said that the line of her, Leah Marino, and Janie Sandoval was fantastic because that was the game where Marino had 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
It was senior day, and 2 goals came from a freshman and 1 came from a sophomore with Janie Sandoval. And that line was Sandoval, Rogers, and Marino, and they played a lot being the quote-unquote fourth line. And that was the game that was not really needed to do anything moving up in the standings wise, so Colantino was able to like experiment with these new players, and it was really good considering Marino had 2 goals, Sandoval had 1, Allison Rogers played good all game. Those are the players you're looking for to step up next year. Maybe Leah Marino can fill in on the top right wing, maybe Sandoval can, maybe Rogers can. Got a lot of freshmen on this team, well, now sophomores now in terms of hockey, and a lot of sophomores, which are now juniors. And you're only going to be losing three names next year with LeCavalier, Marcuse, and Gebhard.
I mean, one of those is quite a large name, but we'll have to see if one of these underclassmen can take over that role.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what this team can do. Another name, Emily Harley. With that two goal game she had really showed us, or hat trick game, excuse me, really showed us what she can do. And then of course Lexi Templeman's still there, Emily Curlett's still there, your goaltender of the future Ariel DeSmith's still there. You got a lot of good pieces still left. Wason Rice is looking good on the top pairing with Legault. She really learned from her. So I'm excited to see what this young team can do. And we see with like women's basketball,
they're able every year.
Don't ever count the young teams out, because you never know. Like, just because you haven't been able to like scout these players as much, you don't know if they're not going to contend for another CHA title.
But mentioned Allie Rogers, the growth of freshmen. And then starting goalie, you have Ariel DeSmet, 1.94 probably, 920 save percentage. So very predictable that she will be the starter next year.
Yep, and Molly Singwald will be the backup unless some up-and-coming freshman will catch us by surprise.
And then only one real commit I could find for next year, Joelle Fiala from she actually played with Saskatoon of the Saskatchewan Female Midget AAA Hockey League. She's a forward, 130 points in 112 career games. We'll have to see how she fits in with this team.
Yeah, so she's committed. She's fully committed to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, it's a little too early to say anything.
But you know,
looking at those statistics, so hopefully we got a good player here. Yeah, we'll need forward depth next year, and hopefully she can be able to add some offense.
And then what's your prediction for next year? I know it's very early.
Yeah, it's very, very early. If this team lost a lot of pieces, obviously, but if this team can just find a way to be able to build off what this program has been for these past couple of years, I think this team is going to be able to at least – contend for top three in the division next year. We'll say that just to be safe. I don't know if they're gonna win CHA title, but we'll see.
I agree with you. It's early to tell, but it'll be interesting to see how they fare. Not really sure what the other CHA teams have brought in. If anything, might be losing a lot of their players, but we'll have to see.
Well, that wraps up our season here.
Yeah.
On Stack the Pads.
And I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Owen Krebs.
And we will see you next year.
Yep.